Sorry, I don't know what happened there. I got cut off.
I think it just must have disconnected. That's all okay.
Okay.
So I was just saying then, if you wanted to, so I can stay on the phone with you while you sign them if you want, and then I can make
okay.
sure everything comes through.
Right,
Or...
that's what I'll do. I'll do it right now.
Yeah, perfect.
Right,
thank you.
Hold on, I'll just put you on speaker.
No worries.
Right, messages. Oh, yeah, this. Right. Click on the link.
Yeah.
It's a big form, is it?
Yeah, so it'll be, so there's the part one, which has all of your personal details on. And then after that, then it'll be part three. So that bit will state, so it'll have the care settings, any additional information, and then the statements.
Right. Right, I'm on section four.
And then after them, we've got the conditional fee agreement, the letter of authority, and the client care letter. So that's just everything we spoke about on the initial phone call.
Right. Well, this thing's massive. Right.
Very long, aren't they?
Right, so top to sign. Right. Right, so I can just, I'd rather just type my name in there.
Yeah, no, and anything that's easier for you.
Your signature. Right. Type. I'll just draw it. Oh, hold on. What have I done? Right, that's it.
There it goes, that all comes through.
I've signed it.
Perfect. Let me just double check for you.
It's saying it about submit signature.
Yes, and if you click on submit then.
It's not doing anything, it's still like. Have I seen that properly? I'll do my signature again.
It's okay.
Right, and you press apply.
Yeah. And then that then should add it to all of the separate contracts. You don't have to sign every single one individually.
Right. So. And that's all I've just signed that. It's not letting me submit the signature. It's still like. It's not.
Is it giving you any warning, any errors or anything like that?
Please scroll through all the documents to the view before signing.
Yes, you have to scroll all the way to the bottom just to, so it picks up that you've seen everything.
Right, okay. Touch option, it's signed again. Tap to sign. Right, I'm down to the just for me to sign or for you. Right, I accept all correspondence. Right, it's asking me to sign again. Right. Right. Wow, this thing's massive. I didn't realise it was so big.
Yeah, you just got to cover everything. So the three parts of it, the bits I don't have any details in, is just everything that we covered in the initial phone call. So
Yeah.
it's how we work, what we do, and then the letter of authority then is for you to give us permission to request your records from different places.
Right. Okay. Time to Right, I'm right down to the bottom now, but still not letting me submit. Oh, I confirm that my electronic signature is legally binding and has the same legal effect as a handwritten signature.
Yeah.
It's not letting me sign. It's not me letting me submit.
So at the part, so at the bottom, it'll say,
Three required fields left, it says.
if you scroll back up and then see then if there's anything more it's asking you to do.
Oh, right, signed by client. Let us just sign it here as well. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Oh, see these iPhones, I hate them.
Know, I'm the same.
Right. Right, so signed that. So two required fields left at share now, so I need to find what I haven't done. Right. The bits that I haven't like done has come up in like purple, so previous, what's this? Previous names of any. We'll just put none.
So you shouldn't have to fill any of that out. Or is it asking you to?
It's kind of come up like of like hold on. I'm just putting on anyway. Right, hold on. Sorry, I'm really
It's okay, no
saving
worries.
these things. I am including supporting documents with my phone. I am not including supporting documents. Right. If you tick this, a caseworker will contact me. So do I tick I am not including supporting documents?
No, so all of that's on our system, so any parts that aren't filled out, unless it's saying that if anything's incorrect, if you sign them today and then if you notice anything's incorrect, I can print them out in the office, change it for you and scan them back in, because otherwise you'll have to go back through it all and re-sign everything, and we don't want to do that, do we?
I'll just leave up there. It says, do I have to fill in this your statement for care setting?
No. So on the form, there'll be four sections for the four different care settings, but because you only had two, the other two will just be left blank.
your statement for question four, statement for question three, statement for one.
Yeah, so one and two should be filled out, and then three and four will just be left blank. They just
one, it's all filled out. This phone.
They're meant to help you, aren't they? But they always work against me.
I know, I need to get glasses. Right, I'm down to parts three, you know. I'm sorry, what have I done?
No, don't worry about it, no, it's okay.
No, someone was trying to phone me there. Shit, I don't have to go through all this again. Because a call came through.
Has it deleted anything?
No,
No.
It's put me back up to part one. It's still not. Like, if it says submit signature, it'll come darker, will it?
For each one, so as you scroll through part one, at the bottom of it, it'll ask for the signature.
Right, it's got all my name and a date of birth and address and country and postcode.
Then there should be a box on each one that says tap to sign. So just make sure that you've done it for every single one. So it's at the bottom of each part.
Bottom of each part?
Yeah, so at the top of... So when you first open the contract...
Right, I'm going to
say
start, right.
It'll say part one of five. Is that all you can see?
Yeah.
Yeah. So as you scroll through that then, uh-huh. And then it'll be page...
About this form.
Yeah, and then if you scroll all the way through, and then on the bottom it'll be page 23 of part one. It'll say tap to sign.
I'm just going through it slowly. It's section two continued. Section two continued. It's got, what's this? If you tick yes to question 11 or question 12, please provide the details below. First name, who's this? Nargis Yassin.
So that's the solicitor that will be. Yeah.
So keep going.
Yeah.
Right, I'm on section three.
And then that'll be about confirming identity. So it should say that you'll send them at a later date.
I will send yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm on section four. Have you applied to advance payment scheme on it?
So that's all stuff regarding terminal illness, so they should both say no.
Yeah, it's ticked no, yeah.
Yeah.
Someone's phoning again. Hold on a second, I'm just going to let this ring out, so hopefully it'll just come back to...
So I think you're on page 11 just then, you were. So you can scroll down to that one quickly if it's gone back to the top.
Two cents.
Okay, no worries.
Oh, God, that's
I understand it's frustrating, isn't
from
it?
every time somebody phones, it's just going right. That was on section four. Right, my section four.
Section four is just all about terminal illness, so that one should all just be no all the way through.
On to section five.
Then that's the
And that's
beneficiary
about the
part, so it's your sister,
beneficiary,
isn't it?
it's got my
Yeah.
sister, her date of birth, address, my phone number. Do you need to fill in the email?
Did you know it's the same as yours though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we've got that all on our file.
Yeah. Right, I'm on section
So we'll
six.
send that over separately to them. But as long as the name is right.
Section six is ticked. Right, section seven, care setting. Section seven. Don't have to fill in section seven, do I?
No.
Section eight.
So that's about anything to do with any criminal, which we spoke about on the phone. So they should both say no, shouldn't they? And then section nine then should all be blank because we'll get those details off you at a later date.
It's about my bank, you know. Section 10, declaration professionals.
Yeah, and then that one then should have the button to say tap to sign on it.
Yeah, same talk to same. Then press apply, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And then it should pop up then on the page.
It's signed.
Yeah, it's inserted. Lovely. And then when you scroll past then there's part three. So it'll just be all of your details, the statements for the care settings then.
Statement of
And then obviously three and four will be blank. So if you scroll past those ones. And then on section four of that one, it should have another tap to sign button.
statement for care settings. Still on section three support. I'm still on section four. Section four declaration. I was going to say not.
Yep.
Apply.
There you go. And then the next part of that one, after you've done that one, so has the signature popped up on there?
Yeah.
Yep, perfect. So we've got the letter of authority. So it'll just have a page with all your details on it again, and then it'll have a bit underneath with our details.
Yeah, I'm not the INS law, but
Yeah. And then it just has
not
then a letter
saying.
to say what you're allowing us to do on your behalf.
Right. Signed
And if you
up.
click the, yeah, so we find that one.
Yeah.
Perfect. And then the next one then. So we've got, oh, there you go. So we've just got
Right.
another letter for us. So It's the client care letter. So it's everything about what we do for
Right.
you and stuff.
Conditions for agreement. Conditions for agreement. Right, it's asking me to sign again. Hold
Yeah.
on, there's someone up my door, 2 seconds. I think it's my
Okay.
sister. It's my sister. No, she's not here, though. Chapel! She's definitely not here. I've seen her all morning. Oh, she's been a morning. She's been a morning.
She's only going to be twice
a week to get a nice box. Is she? Oh, she's been out all night. Is she?
Right.
Right, now she's not been here. She's not been here all night. Sorry, I'm on the phone to the lawyer, John. Right, that's me. Right, to the bot. I confirm that my electronic signature. Still not letting me sign it.
Yeah,
Right.
so if you scroll to the bottom of that one, it should be another tap to sign.
Yeah, I've clicked it, right. It's still saying two fields left.
So did you sign the bottom of the...
Well, hold on. I've clicked on the two fields left and it's come up with one of the bit. I am... Oh, no, I've got... Right. Oh, who's this? Give me a break, man. Who's that? Dan! Come on, man. I'm on the phone at the lot. I'm on the phone at the solicitor. Right, shush. Just be quiet. Right. Okay. Right. It's... Chavo. Quick, stop. Sorry.
It's okay, mine's the same. Goes crazy
right,
if there's anyone at the door.
I am not right. Hard to tick that, but I'm right. One field left.
Yeah, so if you click on the one field left, it should take you down to the bit that you've missed.
Oh my God! Someone's phoning again.
Okay, so if you, when it takes you back to the contract, if you click on the one required field left button again, it should take you straight to the part that you need.
Oh my God, she took me right back to the start again.
Yeah, so at the bottom, if you, so
sorry,
is there
any possibility to phone me back later on?
Yeah, so just quickly,
and
so
I,
if
and
it's
I will,
taking you
I will,
to the top,
go, I will go through the whole lot in there.
If you just try, sorry, would you try one more thing for me? So if you just click the yellow tab that says one required field left.
No, it's no saying six required fields because someone keeps phoning.
Okay, I get you. So if you want to sign
is
them
there any chance you could phone me back like in an hour?
Yeah, of course I can. So I have a call with someone at 11, so it's at Overton, so it might be a bit late.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
if you try do them again yourself at any point, so if you put your phone in do not disturb mode, so if anyone rings you, it won't come through, so then it
That's
won't reset the contracts.
Okay.
So give that a go. And then if
yeah.
you have any problems, let me know. I'll check over them myself to see if you signed, and if not,
Thank
I'll give
you.
You a call back, okay?
Okay, thank you. Sorry about that.
Okay. That's okay.
Okay, bye. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.